Children see magic because they look for it. When I first met Joshua, I didn't know he was the Savior, and neither did he, for that matter. What I knew was that he wasn't afraid. Amid a race of conquered warriors, a people who tried to find pride while cowering before God and Rome, he shone like a bloom in the desert. But maybe only I saw it, because I was looking for it. To everyone else, he seemed just like another child, the same needs and the same chance to die before he was grown. When I told my mother of Joshua's trick with the lizard, she checked me for fever and sent me to my sleeping mat with only a bowl of broth for supper. "I've heard stories about that boy's mother," she said to my father. "She claims to have spoken to an angel of the Lord. She told Esther that she had borne the Son of God."
"And what did you say to Esther?"
"That she should be careful that the Pharisees not hear her ravings, or we'd be picking stones for her punishment."
"Then you should not speak of it again. I know her husband. He is a righteous man."
"Cursed with an insane girl for a wife."
"Poor thing," my father said, tearing away a hunk of bread. His hands were as hard as horn, as square as hammers, and as gray as a leper's from the limestone he worked with.
An embrace from him left scratches on my back that sometimes wept blood. Yet my brothers and I fought to be the first in his arms when he returned from work each evening. The same injuries inflicted in anger would have sent us crying to our mother's skirts. I fell asleep each night, feeling his hand on my back like a shield. Fathers. "Do you want to mash some lizards?" I asked Joshua when I saw him again. He was drawing in the dirt with a stick, ignoring me. I put my foot on his drawing. "Did you know that your mother is mad?"
"My father does that to her," he said sadly, without looking up.
I sat down next to him. "Sometimes my mother makes yipping noises in the night, like the wild dogs."
"Is she mad?" Joshua asked.
"She seems fine in the morning. She sings while she makes breakfast."
Joshua nodded, satisfied. "I guess that madness could pass."
"We used to live in Egypt," he said.
"No, you didn't. That's too far. Farther than the temple, even."
The temple in Jerusalem was the farthest place I had been as a child. Every spring, my family took the 5-day walk to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. It seemed to take forever. "We lived here, then we lived in Egypt. Now we live here again," Joshua said. "It was a long way."
"You lie. It takes 40 years to get to Egypt."
"Not anymore. It's closer now. It says in the Torah, my Abba read it to me, the Israelites traveled in the desert for 40 years.
"The Israelites were lost."
"For 40 years?" I laughed. "The Israelites must be stupid."
"We are the Israelites."
"We are?"
"Yes."
"I have to go find my mother," I said. "When you come back, let's play Moses and Pharaoh." The angel has confided in me that he's going to ask the Lord if he can become Spider-Man. He watches the television constantly, even when I sleep, and he has become obsessed with the story of the hero who fights demons from the rooftops. The angel says that evil looms larger now than it did in my time, and that calls for greater heroes. The children need heroes, he says. I think he just wants to swing from buildings in tight red jammies. What hero could touch these children anyway, with their machines and medicine and distances made invisible? Raziel, not hero weak, and he would trade the sword of God to be a web-slinger? In my time, our heroes were few, but they were real. Some of us could even trace our kinship to them. Joshua always played the heroes. David, Joshua, Moses, while I played the evil ones. Pharaoh, Ahab, and Nebuchadnezzar. If I had a shekel for every time I was slain as a Philistine, well, I'd not be riding a camel through the eye of a needle anytime soon, I'll tell you that. As I think back, I see that Joshua was practicing for what he would become. "Let my people go," said Joshua as Moses. "Okay."
"You can't just say okay."
"I can't?"
"No, the Lord has hardened your heart against my demands."
"Why'd he do that?"
"I don't know, he just did. Now, let my people go."
"Nope." I crossed my arms and turned away like someone whose heart had hardened.
"Behold, as I turn this stick into a snake, now let my people go."
"Okay."
"You can't just say okay."
"Why?"
"That was a pretty good trick with the stick."
"But that's not how it goes."
Okay, no way, Moses, your people have to stay. Joshua waved his staff in my face. Behold, I will plague you with frogs. They will fill your house and your bedchamber and get on your stuff. So? So that's bad. Let my people go, Pharaoh. I sort of like frogs. Dead frogs, Moses threatened. Piles of steaming, stinking, dead frogs. Oh, in that case, you'd better take your people and go. I have some sphinxes and stuff to build anyway. Damn it, Biff, that's not how it goes. I have more plagues for you. I want to be Moses. You can't. Why not? I have the stick. Oh. And so it went. I'm not sure I took to playing the villains as easily as Joshua took to being the heroes. Sometimes, we recruited our little brothers to play the more loathsome parts. Joshua's little brothers, Judah and James, played whole populations, like the sodomites outside of Lot's door. Send out those two angels so that we can know them. I won't do that, I said, playing Lot, a good guy only because Joshua wanted to play the angels. But I have two daughters who don't know anyone. You can meet them. Okay, said Judah. I threw open the door and led my imaginary daughters outside so they could know the sodomites. Pleased to meet you. Charmed, I'm sure. Nice to meet you. That's not how it goes, Joshua shouted. You're supposed to try to break the door down, then I will smite you blind. Then you destroy our city? James said. Yes. We'd rather meet Lot's daughters. Let my people go, said Judah, who was only 4 and often got his stories confused. He particularly liked the Exodus, because he and James got to throw jars of water on me as I led my soldiers across the Red Sea after Moses. That's it, Joshua said. Judah, you're Lot's wife. Go stand over there. Sometimes Judah had to play Lot's wife, no matter what story we were doing. I don't want to be Lot's wife. Be quiet. Pillars of salt can't talk. I don't want to be a girl. Our brothers always played the female parts. I had no sisters to torment, and Joshua's only sister at the time, Elizabeth, was still a baby. That was before we met the Magdalene. The Magdalene changed everything.